Is there something you would like to do in your life that you have not done yet? Maybe you want to go somewhere you've never been to travel somewhere. Or maybe is there something you'd like to learn or a class maybe that you'd like to take? Is there something you would like to achieve or a goal that you have not yet met? Or is there a dream that you've had? Or maybe even a risk that you want to take that you've never taken. I know for me, I would love to go to Switzerland and I would love to go to Greece. Those are two of those things that I have not yet done that I would love to do. The thing is, because we are spiritual beings, we have this need within us to grow and to expand and to unfold ourselves. And when we do something new, we experience something new, that is one of the ways that we grow and that we expand our understanding. It's one of the ways that we expand ourselves. It's one of the ways that we discover more of who we are that we haven't yet discovered. It's one of the ways that we unfold those part of ourselves that we've not yet discovered and not yet nurtured and not yet experienced. It's as if we have these seeds of potential within us, and doing something new, experiencing something new, waters those seeds that in turn they grow and produce fruit, and that fruit feeds us and nurtures us. So it's no surprise then that as human beings, it feels really fun and really exciting to do something we've never done before, to do something new, to experience something new. I know that I have this book that's called Walking in L.A., and it has all these different walks you can take in L.A., and we've done a couple of them, and the last one that we did was in Brentwood, and it was so fun. I've never been to Brentwood before, and it was in a neighborhood where all these houses that were built in the 20s, all different kinds of houses, and to get to walk in the neighborhood and see the houses and go to this cute little restaurant on the corner and sit outside at tables in this neighborhood, and then we went to this one street. The whole street had banyan trees on it in the parkway. And if you don't know what banyan trees are, they're those ones that the roots come up really high out of the ground. And so the amazing thing is those banyan trees, their roots stay within the parameter of the parkway. They don't go into the street. They don't go into the sidewalk, but they get like this high. They're like elephants or dinosaurs. I have pictures of me standing behind them. They're like this, and I'm like peeking out. It was so much fun to see something like that that I'd never seen before. And then last week, I stenciled my wallpaper in my dining room. I put up some wallpaper, and I didn't really like it. It was really boring. It looked just like silk to me. And so I'd been poking around on Pinterest and looking at pictures and decided to stencil it. So I bought two different stencils, and what that meant is I had to get colors that matched the things in my house. So I had to actually mix paint colors, three different colors of green and black and white, and decide where I was going to lay out these two different sizes of stencils. It was so much fun. The whole process was so much fun. It took me about 2.5 hours to do the stenciling, and I just love the way that it looks. It's just so fun to do something we've never done before. And you know what? I can have just as much fun taking a class and learning something new as I can going someplace and seeing something new. It's just so fun and exciting to experience something new like that. Because what happens is those things help us assist in discovering something inside of here. It helps us discover more about life that we didn't understand or realize, and it helps us discover and uncover and bring forward more of ourselves that we haven't known before. And so I have a question for you. Is there something that you have in your life where you say, gosh, I'd really like to do this, but, and fill in the blank. I'd really like to do this, but I'd really like to do this, and you come up with some excuse. I'd really like to do this, but I'm too old. I'd really like to do this, but I don't know how. I'd really like to do this, but what if I don't have what it takes to do this? I'd really like to do this thing, but it's going to take too long. I really would like to do this thing, but nobody will do it with me. Do you say any of those things? Richard Bach has a quote that I love. He says, "Argue for your limitations and sure enough, they're yours. You know, we all stop ourselves from reaching goals that we have and from doing things that we've never done before, from achieving things. We stop ourselves oftentimes because we're afraid. Mostly we're afraid that we might fail at whatever it is that we're going to do. We're afraid that it might be too hard, or it might take too long, or that we don't have what it takes. Or we're afraid of looking foolish because we don't know how. The title of my talk today, if you don't already know, is Reducing the Size of Your Butt. But, I'd like to do this, but, and so Alan Cohen, isn't that funny, in his book, A Daily Dose of Sanity, talks about that. He says, we all have our own version of yes, but. And we need to recognize that in such moments, we are standing in our own way. Your spouse, friend, counselor, or God may be willing and able to help you, but if you fight for your limits, you will keep them. So what I'm talking about today is really that in God, there are no limitations. There are no limitations in that which is infinite. There are no limitations in that infinite presence of love and light and truth and power and good. There are no limitations in that one. And that one, that infinite potential and that infinite good is the essence of who you are. It's the essence of your spirit. It's what you came from and what you are here being in this world. And what that means then is really you have no limitations. If you are that essence of the infinite, you have no limitations within you. They're not real. And when we know that that one infinite presence is the very life of our life, that it is who and what we are in expression, then it gives us the courage and the wherewithal to actually follow our heartfelt desires and our dreams. Because in that, we recognize that those limitations aren't real. It enables us to pursue our heartfelt longings. When we know that the energy and the stuff that our lives is made out of is that infinite presence. When we know that the energy and the stuff that we are made out of is that infinite presence. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, behind everything material is the spiritual. The entirety of all that God is for us. The entirety of all that God is supports us. The allness supports us in following our heartfelt desires and dreams. It supports us in bringing those forward and making those things our living reality, because that's how it expresses itself. That's how it unfolds itself by means of us. Ernest Holmes says, the man who lives, let's see what he says. God is more completely expressed in the person who lives largely than in the person who lives meagerly. Every time we stretch and express more and do something new and are something new, step out of our box, God gets to express in a fuller way. That's the nature of life. And my opinion is God only has one desire and one will, and that is to express. So the more fully we give way to the good in our lives, the more fully that one power and presence is expressing within us. So I have a friend, Pat, who is a Spartan. That means she runs Spartan races. She's 57 years old, and she's been doing it for about 4 years. So if you don't know what Spartan races are, they are these crazy races that are outdoors in the desert, in the mountains, and they do crazy things like run these huge long races going up and over mountains. She did one where the mountain where they started was of loose shale, so you had to run up the hill with the shale sliding out from beneath your feet. They do things like running along through streams, things like climbing over walls, And the big one, they have a big pit that is filled with muddy water that you have to dive underneath a wall and then come up on the other side, and then you keep running. And if you can't do one of the obstacles, what you have to do is 10 burpees. Do you know what burpees are? They're like getting into a push-up position and then jumping back up on your feet and then getting down in a position and jumping back on your feet 10 times if you can't do it. So she just did one of the biggest races last week that's called The Beast. And what it is it's 13 miles and 32 obstacles. It takes 5 to 6 hours to do this race. So they crawled underneath barbed wire, and they crawled over walls, and they climbed, shimmied up ropes all the way to the top. They ran up a hill of mulch that was sliding out from beneath her feet. They did the monkey bars. And one of the things that they had to do is, you know those 5-gallon buckets from Home Depot, those big ones? It was filled with rocks, and they had to hold it however you wanted to hold it. Guys sometimes hold them on their shoulders. She held it like this. And run up a hill and then down the other side of the hill, carrying that bucket of rocks. You know, I have to tell you, Pat didn't go from A to Z overnight, right? It took a lot of work and a lot of tenacity. When I met her, she was not an athlete. So it's taken a lot of work and a lot of tenacity, but it took first believing that she could even do it. She started out working out and going to this gym and working with a personal trainer so she could run these Spartan races. So it took her believing that she could do it. And I remember the first time that she climbed up that rope at the gym all the way to the ceiling with her hands and her feet. She didn't think she could do it. She was really freaked out. And her trainer, personal trainer, whom she says a religious scientist, he just doesn't know that he is, kept telling her, Pat, you can do this. You have what it takes. I know you can do this. And I'll be damned. That day she climbed all the way up to the roof. She was so high from being able to do that. And so this last race that she did, The Beast, she's running up that hill carrying this bucket of rocks and crests the hill and starts to go down and sees a wheelchair next to the side of the path. She looks ahead, and here is a man with no legs doing the race, pushing that bucket of rocks up the hill. Do you think he said, gosh, I'd really like to run a Spartan race, but I'm in a wheelchair, I just can't do it? I'll bet that's not what he said. The Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes says, we are not bound by limitation, but by limited thought. If that man, without legs, could push that bucket up the hill of rocks and do a 13-mile race with 32 obstacles, you can surely do that thing that you think that you want to do that is your dream. We are absolutely supported by this universe to express ourselves fully. We are supported to follow our heartfelt dreams and longings. Those heartfelt dreams and longings, they were planted within you by divine purpose so that you would unfold yourself, so that you would discover something within you that is seeking to come into this world and be made known and be made real by you. Those things were planted in you so you could discover who you really are, so you could unfold your potential and your own greatness. So in that same story, Alan Cohen says, one way to change a yes but pattern is to consciously substitute the phrase yes and. The word but automatically negates what was said before it and empowers what is said after it. Yes and acknowledges both the problematic situation and a possible solution to it. Even a slight sliver of willingness to change something for the better is a sufficient opening for greater good to come in. Yes, and I can guarantee you that man said, yes, I want to do a Spartan race, and I don't have any legs. Yes, I want to do a Spartan race, and I'm in a wheelchair. So what do I need to do about it? I guess I better learn how to do those obstacles in a way that works for me, that I can do them. We're limited not by the world, but by our thinking is the thing that limits us. That man and what he was doing, how's that for self-discovery? That is self-discovery. That is giving way to his own divine potential. That is unfolding that which is greater from within himself. I'm here to tell you that whatever those heartfelt desires of yours are, you can do them. You are supported in doing them and in making them real. The power of the universe expresses in you and through you as you follow that heartfelt dream or desire, as you actually do the thing that it is that you want to do. It unfolds through you by means of you as you do that thing. So I want to go to Greece. I want to go to Switzerland. And you know what? I'm a little bit afraid to go to Greece because of the unknown. I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know if people speak English. It's just the unknown. So what do I need to do? It looks like I need to start learning about it. I need to talk to people that have gone there. I need to figure out what the culture's like, learn what the culture is and what the people are like and what's the food like and when is the weather good and do people actually speak English and what are the tours that are available to go on. Maybe I need to even learn to speak a little bit of Greek. And you know what happens. As you start discovering those unknowns, and they're no longer unknowns, your excitement starts building. And the more your excitement builds, it overtakes your fear so that it becomes less and less. So I need to start doing the research so I can plan the trip so I can go to Greece. So what is it that you want to do in your life? Is there something that you want to do? What if you absolutely knew that you could not fail? What is it what you would do? What is it that you would do if you automatically knew that you would succeed at it? That's the thing that is calling your name. That is the divine within you calling your name. That is your higher self calling your name. That is the God of the universe, the God of your own being, calling your name and beckoning you to move forward and to unfold who you are in this world. It's calling you to your bliss. It's calling you to discover yourself. And so my invitation to you is to drop your yes, but, and instead to embrace a yes, and. Yes, I want to do this, and what do I need to do next to make that happen? And to remember that in this infinite presence, there are no limitations. You live in this infinite presence. There are no obstructions, no delays, no hindrances in that infinite one. Remember that that is the presence that you live and move and have your beingness within. And that is the presence that lives and moves and has its beingness within you by means of you. That presence is absolute creativity. It is infinite potential. It is power and order and creativity and anything that you could possibly need to follow that dream. It is who you are, the essence and the fabric of your very life. Remember that, and then follow that heartfelt dream and desire. And as a result, you will be living with a deep sense of fulfillment and a deep sense of satisfaction, living as that boundless one that you came here to be, living the life that you were meant to live, being who you were meant to be. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of self-discovery and self-unfolding and living your potential and living a life of bliss. Blessings to every one of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. What a blessing it is to be in this place of remembrance. What a blessing it is to be cognizant of this infinite one, this one whose good pleasure it is to give us the kingdom. And so I recognize that, yes, indeed, we are living in this kingdom. For that infinite one, that infinite presence of love and peace and good without bounds is the very fabric of life itself. It is this one presence and power that is expressing itself as everything in this universe, and that it expresses itself as us. All of the creativity, all of the intelligence, all of the wisdom, all of the good, all of the guidance and the intuition already exists within us. And today it is knocking at our hearts and our souls as that dream that we have, as that desire and that thing that we would like to do. It is calling us and beckoning us forward on this path, forward to unfold, forward to allow more of that presence to unfold itself within us and through us and by means of us. What a blessing it is to remember and to know that there are indeed no obstructions. There are indeed no hindrances, for we live this life of freedom, for we live in this infinite one whose good pleasure it is to unfold as those heartfelt dreams and desires made real, made manifest in this world. And so today we step up and we step forward with open hearts and open minds, knowing that we are absolutely supported by the infinity of all that God is, to be this and to do this and to have this. How good it is to be in remembrance of that. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude for this life in God, for this support from that infinite one, for being in recognition of this truth. It is in gratitude for all of that that I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now simply because we have said yes to this. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is.